This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science that affects your life and perhaps even changes the way you view the entire universe. Now, in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is a chance for you to get to the telephones and call the number 612-564-8135. That's right, write that number down, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and hey, this is your chance to get on national radio and 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. But before we answer your questions, let me make a short announcement, and that is I have a new book coming out, April 6th. A new book hitting the book stands. Watch for it. It's called The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. So today we're going to talk about the greatest quest in all of science. The quest started by Einstein to create an equation. An equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. These are the words of Albert Einstein. You know, some people ask me the question, how did I first get interested in physics anyway? Well, it all started when I was 8 years old. Something happened which completely changed my life and my destiny. When I was 8 years old, all the newspapers ran a picture of a man's desk. And on that desk was an open book. And the caption said, this is the unfinished manuscript from the greatest scientist of our time. Well, I said to myself, what could be so hard that he couldn't finish it? I mean, why couldn't he simply finish this book? I mean, he could ask his mother, right? Well, I went to the library, and over the years, I found out that this man's name was Albert Einstein. And that book that I saw when I was 8 years old was to be The Theory of Everything. It was to lay the groundwork for an equation no more than perhaps 1 inch long that would summarize all the laws of the universe into just one equation. Well, I was hooked. I was fascinated by this quest initiated by the greatest scientist of our time. And I said to myself, hey, that's for me. I want to work on this theory. It sounds like a real neat effort. Well, you know, Einstein, of course, came up with E equals MC squared. E is energy. M is matter, like hydrogen gas. And that's the secret of the stars. That's why the sun shines. That's why the universe lights up at night. E equals MC squared, when the matter of hydrogen turns into E, starlight. But, you know, Einstein was not satisfied. He wanted a bigger equation that was even more powerful, perhaps no more than an inch long, that would explain the universe itself, the Big Bang, the creation of stars and galaxies, the formation of planets, the formation of life, maybe even you and me, maybe even love. In other words, a theory of everything. Well, it's a sad story. He spent 30 years of his life chasing after this equation, and he failed. But then when I began to delve into this theory, I began to realize that for 2,000 years, this has been the overarching goal of the greatest minds of humanity. Going all the way back to the Greeks, when the Greeks asked the question, what is the world made of anyway? You know, late at night when you look at the heavens and you're just overwhelmed by the sheer enormity of the universe, galaxies upon stars upon galaxies everywhere you look, you kind of wonder and say to yourself, what does it all mean? I mean, is there sense to this madness called the universe? Is there a rhyme or reason to the whole thing? Well, the Greeks came up with two ideas. One is the atomic theory. A means cannot. Tum means cut. So atom means that which cannot be cut. That is, the smallest object possible. That's one theory. But the Greeks, especially Pythagoras, had another theory. And that theory was based in music. Pythagoras was watching a lyre string make music one day, and he realized that, well, the shorter the string, the higher the frequency. The longer the string, the lower the frequency. And he noticed that in a blacksmith, when a blacksmith would hit a piece of metal, the larger the metal, the lower the frequency. The shorter the metal, the higher the frequency. And he said to himself, aha, mathematics. There's a mathematics of music. And then Pythagoras made the astonishing statement, this is the paradigm of the universe itself. The universe is nothing but music. Well, unfortunately, those theories never went anywhere for the next 2,000 years until the beginning of modern chemistry and modern physics. Well, after 2,000 years of investigation into the nature of matter, we have a few theories which seem to work. Now, let's say you're listening to this program and you want to win a Nobel Prize. That's right. Let's say that one day you wake up and say, that's my next project. I want to win a Nobel Prize and be considered the next Einstein. What do I have to do? Well, it's very simple. You have to combine three basic facets in order to create the theory of everything. First, your theory has to include relativity, which includes black holes, the atomic bomb, E equals MC squared, all that. It has to include relativity, the theory of the very big. Second, it has to contain the theory of the small, that is, quantum theory, the standard model of subatomic particles. Third, it has to be mathematically self-consistent. It cannot diverge. It must be perfectly mathematical. And if you can do that, if you can come up with an equation that summarizes Einstein's theory, the standard model of quantum theory, and is self-consistent, you would be heralded as the next Albert Einstein, the genius of the ages, because that's the God equation, the equation of all equations, the crowning achievement of the last 2,000 years of investigation into the nature of matter. And this is how you can win a Nobel Prize. Now you may say to yourself, well, so what? I mean, what can I do with this equation? Well, of course, with E equals MC squared, you can build atomic bombs, hydrogen bombs. You can change the destiny of the human race with E equals MC squared. But what about the theory of everything? What can you do with it? Well, what you can do is you can complete the program set into motion by Einstein, a complete theory of space and time. For example, what happened before the Big Bang? You know, it's often said that a physicist never blushes. No matter what you tell a physicist, he never blushes, except when you ask him the question, what happened before the Big Bang? At that point, you will see a physicist blush. Well, yeah, that's a question. What happened before the Big Bang? You know, Stephen Hawking, who recently passed away, said that God does not exist because, well, after the Big Bang, there was no time. There was no time for God to create anything. Therefore, God doesn't exist. Well, we'll talk about an alternative point of view after the commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. My latest book is called The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything, the most ambitious quest in the entire 2,000-year history of what we call science. So stay tuned. Because this hour is your hour, this is a chance for you to ask any question you want about science.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we were talking about, well, if we have a theory of everything, the crowning achievement of modern science, which summarizes all the laws of physics, chemistry, biology into an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, then so what? Well, what you can do is you can actually see what happened before creation, before Genesis. Because this theory is a theory of everything, a theory of the universe even before the universe itself was born. If Einstein said that the universe is a bubble, and the bubble is expanding, and that's called the Big Bang Theory, this theory says that there are other universes out there. It's a bubble bath of universes where universes collide, create other universes, and that's called the Big Bang. Also, time travel. Is time travel possible? Well, Einstein's theory says possibly yes, but it's not definitive. To settle the question once and for all, you need a theory of everything. And what about other dimensions? What about wormholes? What about gateways? All the stuff you see in Star Trek. None of that can be settled using only Einstein's theory. You need a theory of everything to finally answer the simple question, can you go faster than the speed of light? Can you enter other dimensions? Are there gateways to other universes? All of this is beyond Einstein's theory, and that's where you need a theory of everything. I should also point out that we have hundreds of physicists working with the Large Hadron Collider, hundreds of physicists working out the nature of dark matter, dark energy. Yes, this is a hot topic. One of the hottest topics in modern physics is there the God Equation? Well, find out by getting a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. Okay, well, without any further ado, let's jump right into some of the questions that come pouring in. Let's have the first question.
Paul Bellino, WGVA, New York. My question is, if we listen to for signals from outer space, radio signals for intelligent life out there, radio signals travel very slowly. Why are we not looking instead for pulses of light? And do we listen? Do we look for pulses of light in the stars? Do we have we looked taking pictures of the sky and see any like lasers or something like that? Because that would be a much quicker way of communicating that, or and any sort of like a quantum communication or something like that, something exotic. But I just think that radio signals are very too slow. So if you're going to be beaming from one end of the universe to the other, radio signals are not really going to cut it. Anyway, I'd like to know your thoughts on that, and I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, you asked some very fundamental questions, because it was Galileo himself centuries ago who pointed a telescope looking at the night sky, looking at the visible light from the stars. And then, maybe after World War II, we began to use radio telescopes. Now, why is that? Well, radio travels at the same velocity as light. In fact, they're two aspects of the same thing, the electromagnetic force. Both of them obey the same equations called Maxwell's equations. So what's the advantage, relative advantages of light telescope versus radio telescopes? Well, light telescopes cannot penetrate clouds. If you look at the night sky, for example, in the direction of Sagittarius, by rights, there should be a fireball, a huge fireball brighter than the moon coming out every night. It would be incredible, and that would be the galactic center, the galactic nuclei. Unfortunately, if you look out tonight in Sagittarius, what do you see? Nothing. Nothing. It's all dust clouds. Why? Because, of course, that's where we come from. We live in an ocean of dust clouds because that's where our DNA and our Earth came from. But the sad thing is, as a consequence, light telescopes cannot penetrate into the most interesting areas of the universe. The center of galaxies, black holes, pulsars, quasars, none of these things can be seen by visible light. That's why we use radio telescopes, because radio can penetrate clouds and reveal the nature of black holes out there. So don't give up on radio telescopes. Next generation will be gravity wave telescopes. That is, using not optical frequencies, not radio or optical frequencies, but the frequencies of gravity itself. That, of course, is much more difficult because gravity waves are much fainter than electromagnetic waves, but many people think that's the future. Especially space-based gravity detectors. Gravity detectors based in outer space that may even give us baby pictures of the infant universe as it was created. Think about that. A photograph of the Big Bang itself. That's the promise of gravity wave telescopes. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. I am Tom, listening to WILK Radio in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area of northeastern Pennsylvania. If a person could take an elevator to a satellite orbiting the Earth, would the G-force they experience change gradually from 1G at the Earth's surface to 0G when the elevator arrived at the satellite? Conversely, if a person were to take a journey to the center of the Earth, would the Gs they experience in the journey change? And why would any of these G-force changes occur? Also, Does a person standing at one of the Earth's poles experience the same G-force as one standing at the equator, and why? Thank you. Enjoy your show. Bye.
Okay, well, you ask a lot of questions that Isaac Newton himself had to grapple with centuries ago when he formulated an equation which gave us the force of gravity everywhere. Well, yes, on the surface of the Earth, there is a G-force, 32 feet per second squared. That is the force of gravity on the surface of the Earth. If you were to get a ladder, and then climb the ladder vertically upward, the G-force you experience gets smaller. Smaller as G divided by R squared, where R is the distance between you and the center of the Earth. So, yes, as you go away from the Earth on a ladder, you will have lower and lower G-force. However, if you are on a satellite, because of centrifugal force, the satellite is in free fall. Therefore, if you drop out of the ladder, you get out of the ladder and hop onto a satellite orbiting the Earth, the G-force is zero because you're in free fall. So once again, if you are climbing a ladder, a stationary ladder up from the Earth, G-force goes as 1 over R squared. However, if you jump onto a satellite orbiting the Earth, you are in free fall, and therefore the G-force is going to be zero. And then the question is, how much do you weigh on the equator versus how much do you weigh on the North Pole? Well, believe it or not, we've measured that. If you are on the equator, you are traveling about 1,000 miles per hour. Now, that sounds ridiculous, but think about it for a moment. The circumference of the Earth is 24,000 miles. How many hours are there in a day? 24. So divide. And when you divide, you find out that you can go 24,000 miles, that is one revolution, in one day, which is 24 hours. You divide 24 divided by 24, and bingo, you come up with 1,000 miles per hour. That is your speed at the equator. That means the centrifugal force is going to cancel gravity a bit. So, in other words, your weight actually changes between going from the North Pole and going to the equator. In fact, you get a little bit lighter being on the equator because the centrifugal force, which is equal to mass times velocity squared divided by the radius of curvature. So, using simple Newtonian mathematics, you can actually answer all the questions that you mentioned. And of course, we use this every time we send a probe to Saturn, Jupiter, and the heavens. We can shoot a space probe right through the rings of Saturn, which is billions of miles from the Earth. We can shoot a space probe right through the rings of Saturn. That's how accurate Newton's laws of motion are. Now, of course, when you start to hit the velocity of light, then you have to use Einstein's theory. But at ordinary sublight velocities, like, you know, a rocket ship traveling at 25,000 miles per hour, Newton's laws of gravity are incredibly accurate. You saw the Mars probe land on the surface of Mars just the other day. How did they do that? Using Newton's laws of motion. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or website, and the six. And bingo, maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The calls continue for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign amidst allegations of sexual harassment and groping, but he said again Friday he is not going to resign.
Look, it's very simple. I never harassed anyone, I never abused anyone, I never assaulted anyone. now, and I never would.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand on Friday called for Cuomo's resignation. They're the most powerful Democrats yet to call for the governor to leave office, saying in a joint statement that it's become clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of politicians and the public. A seventh woman has emerged with allegations of sexual misconduct against him. More than 55 New York Democrat legislators signed a letter Thursday calling for his resignation as well. Former reporter Jessica Bakeman, the latest to come forward, accused Cuomo of sexual harassment. This is USA Radio News. The city of Minneapolis is paying an unprecedented settlement to the family of George Floyd.
The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved the $27 million settlement with the family of George Floyd, whose death in police custody last year sparked a summer of riots, unrest, and looting, and a racial reckoning over law enforcement's treatment of black suspects.
The financial compensation most directly impacts George Floyd and his family, the future of their family. But it is the policy reforms that affects all of us.
News of the settlement comes as jury selection continues in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The family's attorney Ben Crump speaking in that report. Stimulus payments arriving in bank accounts this weekend. The Treasury Department and IRS say they have already started processing the third round of stimulus payments. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, as I announced earlier in the program, I have a new book coming out and I'll be on a book tour. That's right, I won't be going from city to city, but online. I'll be doing many events throughout the United States. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out my schedule. The book is called The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. This is the grandest search in the entire history of science. A single equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, from which you can derive all of physics. And from physics, you can then derive all of chemistry. And from chemistry, you can derive all of biology and geology and all the rest. In other words, an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. These are the words of Albert Einstein. Einstein believed that the universe was so beautiful, so elegant, so ordered, so simple that it could not have just been a random accident. It must have come from a master equation, a master blueprint. And that's called the God equation. So find out. In fact, Nobel Prize winners today are arguing about the nature of this theory. This theory is controversial. The leading candidate for this theory is called string theory, which, by the way, truth in advertising, this is what I do for a living. That's what I do in my day job. But it's controversial. Find out why even Nobel laureates have split on the question of who has the theory of everything. Get it in your bookstore April 6th. That's when it hits your bookstores. And I'll be on a virtual book tour in April talking about the greatest search in the entire history of science, the theory of everything. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
This is Charles. I'm calling from Maryland, from Eldersburg, Maryland. I'm listening to you on station KFQD in Anchorage, Alaska, on the Internet. Question, when are we ever going to be able to grow new body parts, like new teeth, new fingers, new hands? For example, what about the idea of growing new teeth? That would be nice, because a lot of people could use that, you know, kind of thing. When are we going to be able to grow new teeth, new fingers, new body parts, period? Or is that a little bit too ambitious? I remember hearing all about these fantastic things in the 60s and the 70s, and I suspect we're no closer to that now than we were than the day those claims were made. So thank you very much, and I really enjoy your program.
Okay, well, in my previous book, Physics of the Future, I actually have an entire chapter to bioengineering, that is the creation of organs of the body as they fail and have to be replaced. So here's how they do it. First of all, they take cells from your own body and then grow it in a mold, a plastic mold. So you're talking about your own cells. You're not talking about plastic cells. You're talking about your own cells. So there's no rejection mechanism. And as the cells grow into this mold, the mold guides the pathways of these cells, and they gradually create organs. So far, they've been able to grow in the laboratory bladders, partial liver, skin, bone, cartilage, blood vessels, windpipes. Think about it, entire windpipes. And one day, perhaps, the liver. So for all these alcoholics out there, take heart. We might be able to grow a new liver for you in the near future. But let's take a short commercial break. You are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. This is your chance to get on national radio and the internet by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, this is your chance to get on national radio and on the internet. Well, once again, before the break, we had a question about why can't we grow organs of the body as they wear out? There are two ways in which scientists are doing this procedure. So far, it's still primitive, as you correctly pointed out, but using what is called a bioreactor, taking cells from your own body, seeding plastic with it, the cells then grow into the plastic. So far, we can grow skin, bone, bladders, windpipes, and one day we hope to grow the first complete liver. We haven't done that yet. Now, as you notice, the things that I mentioned are single-layer organs. We're not talking about the kidney, which is actually quite complicated. It consists of different kinds of cells. We're talking about organs that are mainly made out of one type of cell. These are the easiest targets to hit. And already they've created, for example, a bladder that could be inserted into young girls who had a deformed bladder, and it works. So that's one method. The other method is even more experimental, and that's called stem cell technology. How is it that a salamander can lose an entire leg and grow the leg back? Well, that's the magic of stem cells. However, and this is a big however, don't believe the hype. A lot of organizations are advertising stem cell technology to cure this, cure that, what have you. Most of them, sadly speaking, are probably fake. Stem cell technology is still in its infancy. And to claim that already we can market miracle cures for this or that with stem cell technology, sad to say that most of it is junk. Okay. However, the promise is there that with stem cell technology, we'll be able to grow entire organs like what happens in the animal kingdom with regards to reptiles, for example. But we're not there yet. One problem with stem cell technology is you have to guide it. Stem cells by themselves don't simply magically create a foot or a leg. They have to be guided by signals from neighboring cells. And so people have not yet figured that out. When you take stem cells and try to grow organs, what happens is you get nonsense. You get gibberish coming out because you have to guide them. That's why the bioreactor program works, because you use plastic to guide cells as they proliferate inside the mold. Anyway, I have a whole chapter in my book, Physics of the Future. This research is done at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, and it is amazing what they've done so far. Okay, let's move on now to take the next listener phone call.
I'm Bob in Charleston, West Virginia. The radio station is WCHS. And my question is, and you said there's no questions too stupid. All of my life I've heard scientists ponder if there's civilizations out there smarter and more advanced than us. And I just wonder why no one ever ponders if there's civilizations out there less intelligent than us. Thank you.
Well, you're absolutely right. If you look at the biology of life on the Earth, you come to the conclusion that intelligence is quite rare. The dinosaurs had 200 million years to get intelligence off the ground, and not a single one, to the best of our knowledge, not a single one became, quote, intelligent, unquote. And, however, there is a problem there. If you have a civilization less developed, less intelligent than ours, chances are we will not be able to make contact with it. And so, for the most part, this will be overlooked by science. Take a look at our civilization. We've only had radio telescope technology since World War II. Before World War II, we did not have these gigantic dishes by which we can probe black holes and neutron stars and things like that in outer space. Nothing. We were blank in terms of being able to make contact with the civilizations. So that's just in the last half century. In outer space, there could be civilizations centuries, millennia, less advanced or more advanced than us. If they are less advanced than us, then chances are they're not going to have radio telescope technology, so we're not going to be able to listen in on them. In other words, they're going to be invisible if they're less intelligent. Anyway, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, the number is 612-564-8135. And get a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. That is, you can call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from. And hey, this is your chance to have your question heard on national radio. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Paul, Edgewater, Florida. The call letters are WNDB. And my question is, like on a balloon, when the balloon exhausts its air, it moves because the exhaust is pushing against the atmosphere pressure or air particles. So in space, where there's a vacuum, how does the rocket push the craft when there's no air atmosphere to push against? Is it purely the separation between the fuel and the craft? Thank you.
Well, it's a common misconception that to move in outer space or move in the air, you have to push against the air. Nope. It is Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction in the other direction. This means that rockets can move in empty vacuum of space. You don't have to push against anything. And when I have a balloon and I release one end of the balloon, it is not pushing against the air. I repeat, a balloon with one end open does not push against the air. On one hand, air comes out one end of the balloon, and then by Newton's third law, the balloon moves in the other direction, in an equal and opposite direction. Now, this unfortunately had a very sad history. The father of modern rocketry was Robert Goddard, and against all odds, he was the one who first built workable liquid fuel rockets, and every rocket that we have that's liquid fuel is a descendant, a direct descendant of the work of Robert Goddard. However, the New York Times, in a scathing article, denounced him, called him a fraud, said that it's stupid what he was doing because it violated the laws of nature. And the New York Times said that objects cannot move in space because there's no air to push against. Therefore, a moon rocket is impossible. Well, in 1969, when we went to the moon, long after Goddard had died, the New York Times wrote an apology. Oops, we made a mistake. Rockets can, in fact, move in the vacuum of outer space. So in other words, something that even high school kids learn, the New York Times got wrong, but it took them several decades to finally admit that you do not push against the air when you are moving in space or even in the Earth's atmosphere. You are moving because of Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, doctor. This is Richard calling from Corpus Christi, Texas. I'd like to know what kind of technology would have to be studied to to create a Genesis bomb, like in Star Trek, where the bomb would turn Mars into a luxurious planet. Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay, well, for all you Trekkies out there, in Star Trek, there was the Genesis bomb, as was mentioned. It's a bomb that contains DNA of all sorts of plant life and animal life, and you simply explode the bomb. All the DNA goes scattering around everywhere around, let's say, the moon, and it creates organisms, forests, creatures, all of a sudden, instant life covering the surface of a moon or whatever. It sounds great, right? I mean, you can terraform, that's what it's called, terraform an entire a planet or moon within a matter of minutes. Well, why can't we do that? Well, first of all, it is possible because Mother Nature has invented viruses that can proliferate exponentially fast. However, not fast enough on a scale of minutes. In other words, the Genesis Project, if you watch the movie, showed that DNA can spread pretty much instantaneously and grow entire forests overnight. DNA can't do that. For example, the reason why DNA can even create higher organs and higher objects is because of a molecule called ribosomes. Ribosomes are like mini robots. They grab molecules, rip them apart, reformulate them, and stick them away into another DNA molecule. So, for example, when you eat French fries and potato chips, well, if you're a woman and you're pregnant, 9 months later, those French fries became a baby. Amazing! How is that done? Atom for atom. Atoms were torn apart, rearranged to create the DNA that makes a human baby possible, all in 9 months. Well, Mother Nature can do it in 9 months by ripping apart atoms and reformulating them. In the Genesis Project, in the movie, it was done on a scale of minutes. So, sorry about that. So, in other words, is a Genesis bomb possible? And the answer is yes, but the time frame is way off. We're not talking about creating a terraformed planet within a matter of minutes. No, we're talking about terraforming a planet on a scale of decades, or more realistically, centuries. So, sorry about that. Science fiction is always a step ahead of science. Okay, well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. So, once again, go to the bookstore, come April 6th, and get a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. It is the greatest quest in the entire 2,000-year history of science. It is the ultimate quest to find an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that will, quote, read the mind of God. These are the words of Albert Einstein, who spent 30 years of his life chasing after the theory of everything. We'll find out about the controversy with Nobel Prize winners split on the question, have we found it? Are we on the verge of the greatest victory in the history of science? Find out by getting a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. Now available after April 6th in your bookstore. And every week you can tune into Science Fantastic. Find out about the latest developments in science and technology that affect your life.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.